Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the place. All the hits, all the plays, every touchdown. St. Peter Football on 770 CHQR is back for another great year. For the 27th year in a row, this is your home for the red and white. CFL Hall of Fame broadcaster Mark Steven, Greg Peterson, Jock Wilson, and Dave Rowe are here again this season. Let's get it started. This is the Truman Insurance pregame show on your voice of the Calgary Stampeders, 770 CHQR. 3, 2.
1965, 53 years ago, the last time the Calgary Stampeders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers hooked up in the Western Final. Believe it or not, it was a three-game series back in the day. The Stampeders lost that series 2-1. The final game played right here at McMahon Stadium on November the 20th. As a matter of fact, the Calgary Stampeders have never beaten the Bombers in a divisional final. And that is what they must do today if they want to book their third straight trip to the Grey Cup Championship game. Grey Cup 106 goes next weekend in Edmonton. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Truman Insurance pregame show. I'm Jock Wilson alongside of Dave McIver. We are live from the Billy Powers press box here at McMahon Stadium. Our play-by-play team of Mark Steven and Dave Rowe, they will have exclusive radio play-by-play action of the Stamps and the Bombers, the West Final, in about 90 minutes. Now, Greg Peterson, unfortunately, not with us here today. He is listening in from Foothills Hospital. He had some surgery earlier this week. It went well. He is now on the road to recovery. So our thoughts are with Greg Peterson today, as we know he's going to be back with us again next season. But we kick off the show, as we always do, with the voice of the Calgary Stampeders, Mark Steven. And Mark, all week long, head coach Dave Dickinson was trying to play the underdog card. I'm not sure I'm buying it. Hey, the Calgary Stampeders are a five-point favorite heading into this game. They are the home team. They won 13 games this season. They have the best defense in the Canadian Football League. But I do get it. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, they have huge momentum coming into this game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is not going to be a blowout, not a 17 or 20 point difference like we're seeing in the East there. Nobody will get to any kind of that lead. I think it's going to be a very close game. Stampeders are favored. They should be favored. Maybe Dave is just trying to tamp down expectations. But no, the situation is the Calgary Stampeders are the favorites, and they've got to stay away from turnovers, though, because it's a very, very tenacious Winnipeg defense that can turn those turnovers into points.
Well, you're exactly right, because you've got to limit your mistakes in this game. We know the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, we know they can force turnovers, and we know they score a lot of points when they do force those turnovers. Got this text from Kirk, and Kirk is a longtime Stampeder fan. He says, hey, bottom line is you lose today because you're beaten by a better team. Don't lose today because you gave the win away. And of course, we've seen that happen in the last couple of championship games.
Yeah, no question. It's very fair. Stampeders are facing that. It's very simple to break down the Stampeders season this year. All the stats, all the facts, everything. When they're equal or win the turnover battle, i.e. fewer than their opponents, they're 13-0. When they lose the turnover battle, have more, they're 0-5. What was their record this year? 13-5. So it comes down to just that, and I think it's interesting to see how the Stampeders will react to it today.
You know, Dave, limiting those mistakes is easier said than done. This is a championship caliber team that they are going up against here today, and as Mark said, I don't think it's going to be a blowout one way or the other.
I think it's going to be a close one. Matt Nichols doesn't throw interceptions in the playoffs. We've seen it so far in his career, and Andrew Harris doesn't put the ball on the ground very often, so it's going to be tough for the Calgary Stampeders defense to create those turnovers, but like Mark said, they're going to need to do it to win the game. So if they can come out of that battle even or ahead, I think that gives them a really good shot.
You know, it's interesting, guys, because hopefully weather does not become a factor in this game today. The wind is starting to pick up a little bit. I can't believe it was raining on November the 18th earlier today, Mark, Stephen. Dave, you're going to be down on the sidelines for Cowboys Casino today, and obviously that is going to be one of the storylines we're watching for. But right now, I would say this is a pretty good day for football.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you'd ask for a whole lot more than this. I mean, it's +4 the high today. It hasn't snowed overnight, so they aren't scraping the field. The field is dry. So, yeah, there may be some wind, there may be some rain, but on balance, I think this is about as good as you can hope for this particular day in the afternoon. It'll get a little cool once the sun gets behind the west stands, but I think the weather will not be much of an issue here.
Okay, guys, let me throw this up on the table right now, and I want your thoughts on this. Who is going to be the unsung, if the Calgary Stampeders win this game, who's going to be the unsung hero today? You know, could it be a guy like, you know, Jameer Thurman? Could it be Richard Sindani? Could it be Adam Berger? Could it be Romar Morris? Mark, who's going to be the unsung hero if the Stampeders win this game today?
I think Brandon Smith will do something amazing. He's getting late in his career. He's been a sort of low profile guy, very nice guy, but a low profile guy. I think he'll do something sensational, steal a pass in front of somebody and make a difference. He's my guy. I don't know if it'll come to pass that way, mm-hmm. but let's let her play out there.
I'm thinking Tunde Adeleke or Adam Berger are going to have to be big tonight or this afternoon. You look at what happened in that last game they played in the season against Winnipeg. A lot of deep balls really hurt the Stampeders, so I think that's going to be something we got to watch for, and those two guys will be have to be big for them if they look to be successful today.
You know, Mark,
you want a Winnipeg guy?
Well, I was going to go there next, but I was just going to say from a Stampeder perspective, again, you know, Romar Morris is in there, I think, for his blocking abilities. You know, Terry Williams, I was a little surprised he wasn't on the 46-man roster, but the fact is he's still been battling that wrist injury. So what did you think of that move?
I want healthy bodies. I don't want guys that are healthy at 2:30. You need guys healthy at 5:30. If it's a problem, then don't have them on the roster. I mean, look, injuries happen. I get it. But, you know, if the guy's gone 3 minutes into the game, that's a huge void to fill. So if they, you know, they've got medical records, they know what it is. So if that's the route they chose to go, I guess you just have to accept it and understand it if there's, you know, any injury concerns at all.
Okay, let's go from a Winnipeg perspective now. We know Winnipeg has the number one rushing team in the Canadian Football League, averaging 134 a game. Can they reel that many yards off against this Calgary Stampeder defense? We know Winnipeg, number one in the league with points off turnovers. I think those are going to be, you know, factors. Adam Big Hill, one of the best blitzing linebackers in the Canadian Football League. So if you're looking for an unsung hero in Winnipeg to pull off the upset today, who are you taking?
Well, I don't know if he's unsung or not, but Drew Walutarski, I've really been impressed with him, the receiver. He, like Alex Singleton, is one of those paper Canadians, so spent most of his time in the U.S., but he is Canadian. But I think he was tremendous and got in behind coverage there in Winnipeg. But I think overall he's been a very effective receiver in the last little while. So I don't know exactly if he's unsung, but he could be a guy there.
Nick Dembski, for me, a guy who plays out of the slot. He caught a lot of screens, a lot of wide passes last weekend against Saskatchewan. He's got a lot of speed. I think if they are trying to spread out the Stampeders' defense today, he'll be the guy for the Bombers, Chuck.
Chris Streveler. Chris Streveler comes in and probably rushes for 50 or 60 yards throws a loop into the Calgary Stampeder defense. Hey, if you're going to look for an unsung hero, maybe that. Hey, we know we're going to probably see both quarterbacks in this game.
They go with both quarterbacks. Yeah, Stampeders are a little more fickle when it comes to short yardage, but Winnipeg is not because, well, he's big, he's tough, he's good.
All right, we're going to let you get ready for the play-by-play, Mark, just after 2:30 this afternoon. As always, we've got a very busy pregame show coming your way this afternoon. Micah Johnson is the best interior defenseman in the Canadian Football League. He's going to join us in the player profile. Bombers quarterback Matt Nichols, he will line up on the other side. We're going to take a look at the CFL this week. Danny Austin will join us from the Calgary Sun Post Media. And as always, we're going to check in with Stamps head coach Dave Dickinson. The interview with the coach is for Tom's House of Pizza. You're listening to the Truman Insurance pregame show. Our broadcast is back in 90 seconds as you're listening to Global News Radio 770 CHQR.
The CHQR every night from 6 to 7.
Lewis Ward, the rookie kicker for the Ottawa Redblacks. He's probably going to be the rookie of the year in the Canadian Football League. He's probably going to be the special teams player of the year in the Canadian Football League. However, it's playoff time and things can go a little bit differently in the playoffs. Lewis Ward has missed two extra point converts for the Ottawa Red Blacks. Not going to hurt his team because the Ottawa Red Blacks are still taking it to the Hamilton Tiger Cats 39-19. That is closing in on the fourth quarter there. So the Ottawa Red Blacks looking to get back to the championship game. Can the Calgary Stampeders join them? If so, that could be a rematch of the 2016 championship game. And of course, Grey Cup 106 this year takes place in Edmonton. Welcome back to the Truman Insurance pregame show. Chalk Wilson and Dave McIver warming you up for the Stamps and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Do want to remind you that there's so many ways to connect with us here at 770CHQR. You can check out our website, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, download the Radio Player Canada app. Texting has never been easier. One number to call, one number to text, 403-974-8255. Our Twitter account is at Sports on 770. And it's interesting, I got this text a little while ago. This says, greetings and go Stamps go from Turin, Italy. Settling in for a late one here to listen to Mark and Dave. Cheers and thanks to QR77. That's from Brent Harris in Turin, Italy. And I take a look at the world clock. It is now 16 minutes after 9 o'clock in the evening in Turin, Italy. So, yes, it's going to be a late one for you, Brent. Hopefully you enjoy the game as we get ready for play-by-play action just after 2:30 this afternoon. You know, the Calgary Stampeder defense has been so good all season long. It's one of the reasons why they are a 13-win team this year. And they're going to have their challenges today against Andrew Harris and a very, very powerful offensive line. Who better to talk about the Calgary Stampeder defense than the defensive coordinator, Devon Claybrooks, as he hooked up with Dave Rowe a little earlier this week.
Devon, getting ready for Winnipeg here. You've had a couple of looks at this team this year. What do they do well, you know, just with the misdirection and just changing it up that your guys have to look for?
Well, they do a good job of putting the ball in the playmakers' hands. They do a fascinating job of getting the ball to Dressler in different situations. Harris, you know, Lapo does a great job. You can't really just key on this guy. He spreads the ball around. And they're very well coached and we're very well organized. They got a great O-line that tries to be physical. So we understand that aspect, and that's what they do well.
And they have two quarterbacks that they're not afraid to use. Does Strebler have sort of much of a different look to him than Matt?
Well, Strebler can get it. He can run. And he's a very aggressive and physical guy. He doesn't shy away from contact. And the biggest misconception is that he can't throw. But he really can. He's a very good quarterback. He does everything well. And so you got to understand that. And Mike Nichols is just cool on the other side of the pillow. He doesn't get rattled too easy. He makes the throws that he needs to throw. I mean, he hadn't threw a pick in over 100 passes. So he's doing a good job of taking care of the ball.
And the misdirection, you know, Mike O'Shea loves that. You know, how do you counter that? How do you train your guys to recognize it?
Well, you try, you know, the best thing that Lapo does is you can't, there's not a real tail. So you got to just trust your technique and your base fundamentals of this is my job and this is my gap. And if you're able to do that and just play base football, you should be okay.
And just as Dave says, you don't guess.
Don't guess, just react. And react and react fast and play fast and physical, we should be fine.
Last timeout, they were able to beat you over the top for a couple of big plays. A lot is different since then. I mean, you know, you had like a third of your starting defense out there. Is that something you're aware of, something you're a little worried about going in?
I always tell my guys, as I was saying, to keep the top on my Maybach. And that means we don't want any deep balls given up and that type of thing. You always want to limit your explosion plays. So it was just something that we had to correct, and it was more of the deficiencies of what we just were mind farts and just not locked in and keyed in. And, you know, it's the West Final, so that ain't going to be an excuse this week.
Devon Claybrooks bringing it earlier this week with Dave Rowe. And when we get to the Valentine Volvo postgame show, Dave McIver, I'm curious. You know, you got to win two of the three phases of a football game to really be successful. So are we talking about, as we look into the crystal ball, are we talking about a great defensive effort today, or are we talking about a great offensive effort from Bo Levi Mitchell and company?
I think we're talking about a great defensive effort by the defensive side of the ball. Look, they have a formidable offense, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Like I said earlier, they don't throw interceptions in the playoffs, and Andrew Harris doesn't put the ball on the ground. They are going to have to be stout all day. It's going to be a battle of the trenches. You know, you got a great offensive line in Winnipeg coming up, what I think is the best defensive line in the CFL for Calgary. So it's going to be that defensive side of the ball that wins. Of course, the offense is going to have to put up points, but I think it's going to be a big play on the defensive side.
Shane Holmes is partnered with Kids Up Front this season for another great season. We want to thank Shane Holmes for their support for Kids Up Front. 7,094 total offensive yards for the Calgary Stampede. Peters this season. Don't forget, we doubled down on the Edmonton Battle of Alberta game, so already a donation of over $8,000 from Shane Holmes to Kids Up Front this season, part of our Kids Up Front promotion. Hey, Keys to the Game, presented by your Alberta Ford dealers, coming up a little bit later on in our broadcast, but first, we got to check out the CFL this week, and of course, we've got the Eastern Final going on as we speak. There was a very, very controversial play in that game as Jonathan Rose, the defensive back for the Ottawa Redblacks, was kicked out of that game. Why was he kicked out? And should he be allowed to play in the Grey Cup Championship game if Ottawa hangs on to win this game? We're going to talk a little bit about that with Danny Austin. Danny Austin from Post Media, the Calgary Sun. He's going to join us for the CFL this week as you're listening to Stampeder Football, 770 CHQR, and online at 770CHQR.ca. You know, if you're lucky enough to go into the Calgary Stampeder meeting rooms here at McMahon Stadium, you will see a bunch of motivational signs on the walls. One of those motivational signs on the wall is the road to the Grey Cup. Sow a thought and you reap an act. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap destiny. Calgary Stampeder is looking for a little destiny today as they look to get back to the Grey Cup Championship game against either the Ottawa Redblacks or the Hamilton Tiger Cats, looking more and more like the Ottawa Redblacks as they have a very, very commanding lead right now in that Eastern Final. Eastern Final, yes, 39-19 is the score in that game. Welcome back to the Truman Insurance pregame show. Jock Wilson, Dave McIver, and we now bring in the legendary Danny Austin from the Calgary Sun, Post Media, for the CFL this week. And we may as well get right to it, Danny, because there was a very controversial play in that game. A tackle on the sidelines. Jonathan Rose jumps up, bowls over an official. Then he grabs another player's face mask. It was ugly. He has been thrown out of this game. Jonathan Rose, a good young defensive back for the Ottawa Redblacks. Should he be allowed to play in the Grey Cup game if Ottawa gets there?
Absolutely not. There's no way. You said bowl over the official, and that's exactly what he did. But I mean, that wasn't intentional. He had his hands on the official. He pushed him. There's no gray area here. No. It is what it is, and he shouldn't be playing.
What was he thinking?
It was idiotic. The Redblacks had had a very commanding lead at the time. He pretty much cost them a touchdown as well. I mean, they would have gone. There were 27 seconds left in the first half, and it gave the High Cats field position to put it in. It's not going to matter. I mean, you were being so professional and saying it's probably going to be the Redblacks. No, it's going to be the Redblacks. I don't care if the game's not over. But no, he should not be playing. We have to have a zero tolerance policy in all sports about touching officials. It's unacceptable.
Well, not only does he roll over an official, he gets up and he grabs a couple face masks to boot. So no, I'm with you guys. He has no business playing next week when the Ottawa Redblacks do advance to the Grey Cup.
Does it surprise you how dominant Ottawa has been in this game?
Yeah, I've picked every game wrong this playoffs. after what the Ticats did to the Lions, who were a good football team last week, I thought that's. I mean, look, I didn't necessarily think they were going to blow the Redblacks out, but I thought this was going to be a tight game. I think both of these two teams, when they're on, are very good.
Well, Trevor Harris is on today.
Trevor, oh boy, is he ever.
26 to 29.
He's more on than he's ever been, and I think they just scored another touchdown. Yeah, look, I didn't think it was going this way, but whether it's the Bombers or the Stamps in the Grey Cup, it looks like they're going to have a pretty tough opponent.
Okay, I agree with you. Now it's going to be the Ottawa Redblacks.
Yeah.
Because you're right, they did just score.
When you're up by 26, that's where we...
that's where I draw the line, 26 points. Yeah, I feel pretty confident about that. Last week in the Western semifinal, it was the late hit in the fourth quarter. Of course, Brandon Bridge was rolled over by Jackson Jeffcoat. Now, he is allowed to play in this game today, which I think most people believe is the right decision to make. But the CFL once again reacted by not letting the replay booth make the call on headshots, but they put an extra official on the field for the Eastern Final and now for the Western Final. I don't think it's been too much of an issue, but it's kind of like when the NHL went to four officials. Is there just too much clutter out there? Is there too many people? Was this the right move by the Canadian Football League in your books?
I thought so at first. I mean, I was like, okay, great. They're doing something. They'll sort it out in the offseason. But you're right. Why aren't they just going to the video booth?
It doesn't make sense. Like,
you have the technology.
It's 2018.
I know.
We've got robots that do all sorts of things. They probably cook your chicken for you. Like, I just don't understand why it's not just the obvious solution is just go to the video booth if there's thoughts on contact of the head. I also agree with the players when they're like, why is it only the quarterbacks you're looking after right now? They got, you know, how many players on the field? We're trying to get rid of headshots for all of them. So it was a weird, it almost felt like a PR move. That's what I felt like. It was a move to make the media happy.
Well, the NCAA has it right because they allow the instant replay in the booth to be called, and if you are targeting, if there are headshots, it doesn't matter if it's a quarterback or a defensive player or whatever the case may be, they will call it from the booth.
And sometimes the easiest thing, the most obvious thing, is the right thing. That's the right thing.
Right. So
I'm fired up.
we'll see a change in the offseason?
Yeah, I think.
Because I think putting an extra official on is very reactive.
We're going to see so many changes in the offseason, but that's one of the
Yeah, the eighth official's a Band-Aid today, right? It's just fixing up the problem for a week and maybe next week in the Grey Cup. I wouldn't be surprised if they switch to the video replay next week in the Grey Cup if they have the opportunity.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's just it would be a disaster for either of these two quarterbacks today to take a headshot, and I think people will be upset whether there's calls made on the field or not. Let's just hope it doesn't happen.
Okay, let's get to the game at hand. The Stampeders, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Now, Winnipeg Blue Bombers offensive lineman Patrick Neufeld was saying earlier this week, they're not fearful of the Calgary Stampeders, but he says they certainly respect what the Calgary Stampeders have accomplished.
They have a very dynamic front with some unique players like Michael Johnson, Alex Singleton, guys who make a lot of tackles, and kind of just in general, their team is really good at tackling and getting to the football. So, you know, our execution level is going to have to be high to make sure that we limit turnovers and we don't have any of those turnovers, and we control the football and control the time of possession.
Most of the experts would agree this game is going to be won or lost in the trenches. It's Calgary Stampeders' defensive line, which is fantastic, against probably the best offensive line in the Canadian Football League in Winnipeg.
Yeah, that was a better quote than anything the Bombers gave us at yesterday's game. I think we all know that, right, with these two teams in particular. I do think that the presence of Jameer Thurman and Trey Roberson makes a difference for this defense, but ultimately it's Micah Johnson. It's going to be Junior Turner. It's going to be Derek Wigan. Those are the guys who are going to make the difference. They are going to plug up the holes. If they can do that and allow Singleton basically just to, you know, zoom in on Andrew Harris, then I think the Stampeders should have a good day today. But I think this is probably the best. The Bombers' O-line, I think, is probably the best in the league. So I wouldn't expect them to be scared of them. I think this is going to be a fist fight from the very first snap to the very last one.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what actually happens at halftime. Because if you look at the two games these teams played this year, the Stamps made a big adjustment at halftime when they played the August 21st game here against the Bombers. They found a soft spot behind the linebackers in front of the secondary, and they really took advantage of it in the second half. So do I think in the first half it's going to be smash-mouth football? It's going to be a war in the trenches? Yeah, absolutely. But I am very interested to see what adjustments these two coaches will make at halftime.
And it is interesting too, Danny, because I think, you know, the late in the season when the Stampeders lost to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, you just had the feeling the Stamps were a little vulnerable. I don't get the sense the Stampeders are vulnerable heading into this game.
No, and I mean, it's too late now, but I went back and I rewatched the entire game, and what's striking about that game is that it really was 8 minutes in the third quarter.
It really was.
Deshaun Amos, who should not have been playing at corner, and I don't say that as a criticism of him. He just arrived at the team. He hadn't played corner. He got beat on a long ball. Stampeders score. Then there's another long ball. I think it was a 60-yard touchdown where I thought there was a holding call that should have been called against the Bombers and it should have been called back, but who cares? And it did feel like the wheels just came off a little bit. And then Don Jackson fumbled the ball. And it was it was so striking, the difference between the Stampeders at yesterday's media stuff and the Bombers. The Stampeders seem loose. They seem confident. They've been here before. They know how to win a West Final. And I don't know that any of that makes a difference, but there has absolutely been a change in the attitude of this team over the last 2 weeks.
Cool. I think it's a little bit of I think they're feeling a little bit disrespected, too. A lot of the stuff I read this week, the Calgary Stampeders said, hey, teams are looking at us, you know, maybe they're vulnerable. Maybe they've lost, since they've lost, you know, three of the last four games of the season, you know, maybe this is the year that the Stamps can get knocked off. We've heard a lot of that this week. I think they're coming in a little angry, and yeah, like you said, Danny, very confident.
And I do agree. It is worth noting that in the entire history of the Canadian Football League, there has never been a team that arrived in the playoffs and didn't feel like they were being distracted by everybody, but I agree.
When the 46-man roster came out yesterday, and of course we're going to have the two healthy scratches for you in just a second here on the Truman Insurance pregame show, Tavares Daniels was not on that 46-man roster, and a lot of people thought, hey, if Tavares was going to be healthy, which I think he was, but he was still coming off the shoulder surgery with a broken collarbone, everything from that standpoint. Did you get a chance to talk to Tavares? Because I didn't.
I talked to him earlier in the week. He told me he was healthy and good to go. I watched practice this week, so I pretty much, we all knew that he wasn't
right
playing because Ambles was taking all the reps. It it is going to be a closely scrutinized thing. I mean, if the Stamps can't throw the ball, people are going to wonder why Tavares Daniels, who was the best player in the Grey Cup last year, he shines under the brightest spotlight, isn't in here. I find it a little bit odd, but Marquise Amble's been good.
Amble's got touchdowns in four straight games.
I know, but there have also been, you know, there are also times where he hasn't been where he's supposed to be. I think Marquise Amble is really good. I expect him to have a good game, but I do think, you know, if they lose and their pass game struggles, I think it's right to wonder, maybe not question, but wonder that why what went into that decision.
And I don't think you were going to take Chris Matthews out, you know, because you could have made that move too. For
I think Chris Matthews and Eric Rogers are going to have huge games. I think Chris Matthews has been great. He caught on. He clearly put in the work. And I think people are – Eric Rogers hasn't been great, let's be honest. But I think the Stampeders are ready to unleash him.
Well, Eric Rogers needs to have a good game because, you know, he didn't play the last game of the regular season. There was a reason. He's been battling these injuries all season long.
He told me it wasn't injury related.
Is that right, eh?
Yeah, he told me. He said, I'll be injured. Yeah. He was not supposed to play if they had clinched first, but he was surprised that he wasn't in the lineup.
Well, we'll see how that one plays out today. So, your prediction is?
I genuinely think we're going to see a performance from Bo Levi Mitchell that we talk about for a really long time. I something about this team clicked this week, and I saw it and I felt it. I think this is it could come down to the very last play. It could be a field goal on the last play. That would not surprise me. But you know, if this is Bo Levi Mitchell's last game at McMahon, which I suspected maybe for a little while, I think we're going to see something special from him tonight. I really do think he's the difference maker today.
Danny, thanks for your help all season long. We certainly appreciate it.
I hope that I get to talk to you guys next week.
Well, unfortunately, you won't be able to because TSN Radio picks up the national feed of the Grey Cup
game. Let's just call each other 70 minutes before the game. Just have a chat.
We will do that, okay?
Right.
And hopefully you've enjoyed some of the gift certificates from our sponsors all season long, like South Street Burger Company, of course, the Cattle Baron Steakhouse, and Tom's House of Pizza. Thanks to all of our restaurant partners who have helped us out with some gift certificates this year for outstanding guests like Danny Austin from the Calgary Sun and Post Media. Danny Austin is going to vacate the seat. Dave Rowe is going to take over as Dave Rowe is handling the color duties this game because, as I mentioned off the top, Greg Peterson not with us today. Greg Peterson is listening in from Foothills Hospital. He had his surgery earlier this week. It went well, and now he's on the road to recovery, so we're hoping, fingers crossed, and our thoughts are with Greg and his family. Greg, we will see you next season here on the home of the Calgary Stampeders. So we are an hour away from the opening kickoff. It looks like that East final is almost over. 9 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. Ottawa 46, Hamilton 19. Ottawa is on their way to the Grey Cup championship game. Who will be joining them in Edmonton next week? Will it be the Winnipeg Blue Bombers? Will it be the Calgary Stampeders? Our pregame show continues for the Alberta Ford dealers on 770 CHQR. Welcome back to the Truman Insurance pregame show. Jock Wilson and Dave McIver warming you up for the Stamps and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers here at McMahon Stadium. Earlier on the pregame show, I mentioned it was just after 9 o'clock in the evening in Turin, Italy, as we had a listener send us a text from Italy. How about this text? It's just after 4 o'clock in the morning. It's now 4:35 in Bali, Indonesia. Go Stamps, go. Wow. And the area code, like +62819. I won't give the whole number.
There's a few numbers there.
The number's there. Listening in from Bali, Indonesia. That's fantastic. Also getting a number of texts on the text line. Brad says, hey, let's win this one for Greg tonight. I agree with that, Brad. And this texter says, best wishes for a speedy recovery, Greg. Hope the Stamps play well today so your heart rate doesn't get up during the game. And that's what we're hoping for sure, as Dave Rowe is in for Greg Peterson today. He's handling the color. Are you ready to go, Mr. Rowe?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, grateful for the opportunity, if not the circumstances, and of course, my voice going out with all of those for a speedy recovery for Greg.
Yes, without a doubt. So, you've been around this team all week, Dave. What are you expecting? How's your feel for this game?
I've got a really good feeling about this game. Just comparing the last Winnipeg game, there's really nothing similar to it when you look at it because, you know, the receiving core was very much in flux at the time. Chris Matthews was just trying to incorporate himself. Marquise Amble. You were missing four starters on defense for this game. So there was a lot of things working against the Calgary Stampeders. They got the bye week, which is what they wanted. They've had a chance just to get some guys healthier. I mean, I always joke there's a difference between week one good and week 21 good, but this team is week 21 good.
So the 46-man roster came out yesterday, and of course we're now an hour away from the opening kickoff, so we can give you the two healthy scratches, the two-man reserve list today. And not a big surprise, defensive back Adam Tebow and offensive lineman Ryan Seviers, they're the two players that will get the full paycheck today, but not dressing for this game. On the 46-man roster yesterday, we saw a few additions. You know, Tebow was added to the 46, Eric Rogers added to the 46, Ramar Morris added to the 46, coming off Malik Harris, Bakari Grant, and Terry Williams. A couple of interesting changes there. You know, we talked about it with Danny Austin, the fact that, you know, Eric Rogers was healthy enough to play in that last game of the regular season. The Stamps decided to go a different direction and put Bakari Grant in there. Eric Rogers, Danny figures he's going to have a great game. What are your thoughts?
I think he is going to have a strong comeback game because of Bakari Grant. You've got a guy there who is pushing you to keep you in the lineup. And one of the knocks we've had on Eric this season is, you know, we can't fault him for the fact that he's been playing through knee injuries and another knee procedure, but he's had a problem staying on side. He's been drawing some flags, and I wouldn't be surprised if part of the message last week was just to, you know, clean up the details around your game. So yeah, I'm definitely looking for Eric Rogers to be a big factor today.
It's going to be a lot of push, you know, next week in practice, if there is a next week in practice, because look, Bo Levi Mitchell got used to two cores of receivers this year, so he's comfortable with, let's say, six or seven different guys. So if you're not playing your best this week, first of all, you might not get to play next week because the Stamps might not win. But second of all, if they do, you got guys waiting in the wings.
And the decision not to go with DeVaris Daniels, that didn't really come as a huge surprise to me. I mean, I talked to DeVaris during the bye week when he was back working out. He's feeling good. He's feeling confident. But fact is, you're coming off a surgically repaired busted collarbone. It's an injury that he has had before. And when we talked to Dave Dickinson pregame, he said, look, this guy is just on the early edge of the window where he can return from this injury. So you're giving him a chance to get to another week of recovery and maybe get in the lineup then. And also, this is a one-game playoff. The fact is, DeVaris Daniels has been off for a long time, and there's going to be rust that needs to be knocked off, and you don't have time to knock off that rust. You know, we compare, you know, we were saying it was going to be DeVaris Daniels or Markeith Ambles. You know, Dave corrected that, and he says, well, it's actually more Chris Matthews just because of the positions that they play.
Correct.
But Chris Matthews certainly has incorporated his way into the offense. He's a big, big target. He's playing with a lot of confidence out there. So there's certainly no give up not having DeVaris in the lineup today.
I think the biggest surprise for me on the 46-man roster was the fact that Terry Williams was off. And I say that only because of his outstanding return game. And last week, Winnipeg was exposed on the return game. And Saskatchewan had some really, really positive yardage on the return. And I do think Terry Williams is the best returner this team has. However, I also understand the change because Ramar Morris is a better blocker in the backfield. And when you've got Adam Big Hill to contend with, who's the best blitzing linebacker in the league, I do understand where the coach is coming with in this one.
And Winnipeg is going to be bringing a lot of pressure, and even if they don't bring blitz, they're very good rushing with their four guys up front. So you need to have that guy that can protect Bo Levi Mitchell. That is probably what gave Romar the nod by the slimmest of margins, because yeah, I agree, Terry Williams is a potential field flipper in a game that is going to come down to a handful of plays. Romar is capable in the return game. I like what he does. He's very simple, catches the ball, runs north and south, so he's not going to hurt you in the return game, but you know, certainly, you know, he gives up a little bit of the explosiveness that Terry Williams gives you there.
And I think a big thing as well, as Dave said before the game, is not only do they blitz a lot, they do a very good job at disguising the blitz. You don't see it coming, so you need to have the better blocking back in there to protect Bo Levi Mitchell when he needs to get the ball out.
All right, Dave McIver, we're going to let you get ready for the sidelines for Cowboys Casino. You enjoy yourself down there today and give us those weather updates. It looks like it's going to be an okay day for football. That's the good news. Dave McIver is going to be on the sidelines for Cowboys Casino. It is Dave Rowe. It is Jock Wilson. This is the Truman Insurance pregame show. When we come back, the finalists are set for the Vanier Cup. Yeah, no Calgary contingent. We knew that last week. Who is playing for the Vanier Cup? We'll dissect that a little bit. And how about the high school football games? We'll give you a quick update there as well. This is the Truman Insurance pregame show. You can send us your text anytime, 403-974-8255. Calgary Stampeders are looking to do something they have never done before in their history, and that is go to a Grey Cup championship game for a third year in a row. The last CFL team to get to the Cup in three straight years was Montreal back in 2008, 2009, and 2010. We are closing in on exclusive radio play-by-play action. The Stamps and the Bombers coming your way just after 2:30 this afternoon. Welcome back to the Truman Insurance pregame show. It is Jock Wilson. It is Dave Rowe warming you up for the Stamps and the Bombers here this afternoon. So we don't know the finalists yet for Grey Cup 106 at Dave Rowe, but we do know the finalists for the 2018 Vanier Cup. Saskatchewan gave it a good run, but they unfortunately weren't the better team in the second half yesterday. They lose to Western. Laval is through, so here we go. Laval and Western in the Vanier Cup Championship.
Yeah, and I watched a good chunk of both games yesterday. The Laval St. FX game went pretty much according to script. When you look at a 63-0 blowout for the Rouge, or Hugo Richard leading that Laval offense, that is just a powerful, powerful powerhouse dynasty. You know, what else do you call Laval? Anyway, they just absolutely ruled the AUS champions. The Mitchell Bowl at Western was a very good game. A Saskatchewan, a veteran team, a team that really overachieved. A lot of the coaches' polls had them ranked near the bottom of Canada West before the preseason started. But they came out of the conference, and they hung with Western until later on in the game. But really, you could just see the talent of Western rise to the top. So you've got a rematch of last year, Western now to defend their crown. Also, the junior championship went yesterday. Saskatoon Hilltops win that for the fifth year in a row as they take out Langley Rams.
Who do you like, Laval or Western in the Vanier Cup?
Laval.
Laval?
Yeah, it's in Quebec City, and it's I think it's going to be a closer game than Laval's used to playing, but that home field advantage, I've been at that TELUS Stadium. It's something else.
Hey, on the Amateur Football Report, we want to have a shout-out for our outstanding high school football provincials that went on here in the South. Tier 1, the St. Francis Browns ranked number 3 over the number 2 ranked Notre Dame Pride, 22-14. So St. Francis is going to take on Harry Annaly Titans. That is next weekend in Fort McMurray. Tier 2 in the South, it was the Holy Trinity Academy Knights at 28-13 over the Huntington Hills Lightning. In Tier 3, the Cochrane Cobras. Wow, the Cobras, they always seem to be in the championship, don't they? They take care of the Brooks Buffaloes 21-6. And in the Tier 4 in the South, it was the Canmore Wolverines over W.R. the Myers Rebels, 21-20. So congratulations to Canmore. They're going to play for a championship next week. So there you go with the high school football scores.
Got to get those high school scores in.
Hey, Overnight Expedite was a very proud sponsor this season on Calgary Stampeder Radio to kick to win. And, of course, Rene Paredes, one of the top field goal kickers in the Canadian Football League. Every field goal, every convert, Overnight Expedite donated $50 to the Calgary Children's Foundation. Now, Renee had a pretty good year, Dave Rowe.
Yes, he did.
He completed 41 of 45 in the field goal department, 29 of 31 in the convert department. That is a $3,500 donation for the Calgary Children's Foundation from Overnight Expedite and One Transport Group. Tim Roy is the chief operating officer for One Transport. He joins us here quickly on the pregame show. Tim, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you so much for your support for the Calgary Children's Foundation.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure.
Obviously, big Stampeder fans.
Absolutely.
Tell us why you like to get involved with it.
Well, at Overnight Expedite, as well as the other companies under the One Transport Group umbrella, Checker Courier, Black Dog Express, we've always had a bit of a philosophical approach to giving. We really feel it's the moral obligation of corporations to give back to communities that allow them to thrive, and we're very happy to do it. We give in a number of different areas, but I got to tell you, the Calgary Children's Foundation is our favorite.
Oh, that's fantastic. And hey, to hook up with the Calgary Stampeders and a kid like Rene Paredes, that's almost money in the bank.
It is. It is. And we're very happy to see it. We watched all season long, watching them boot those. So
yeah, and you don't mind cutting the checks at the end of the season,
do you?
Not
at all. Not at all. We're rooting for them.
Hey, the only thing is that we hope Rene Paredes doesn't become a factor in this game. Not that we don't want the donations. We just want to, you know, complete those touchdowns, not the field goals.
Absolutely. You like the majors, but we'll take 3 points when we can.
That's exactly right. Any thoughts on how you see this one going today?
Oh, well, we're pretty optimistic. I mean, third time lucky, right?
There you go. Let's,
I'm talking the Grey Cup. You know, we're going all the way this year, and, you know, this is going to happen, and this is the first step.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much for your support. Thanks for joining us.
Our pleasure.
Tim Roy from One Transport Group, Overnight Expedite. Again, a $3,500 donation thanks to Renee Paredes and our Kick to Win contest this season. We've got our player profile after this short break. Micah Johnson, what an outstanding season for Micah Johnson. Almost wins the sack title. He, without a doubt, is the best interior defensive lineman in the Canadian Football League. Micah Johnson in the spotlight when we come back. We are the proud boys of the Calgary Stampeders. We have been for 27 years.
Shane Holmes believes.
They are a different front. They're obviously number one in the league against the run. You know, you look at Micah Johnson inside, and he is, some would say, and I would agree, that he's probably the best interior D lineman in the league right now. Couple that with Singleton behind him, who just runs around and makes tackles. They'd be tough.
That is Mike O'Shea, the head coach of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, talking about a very, very tough Calgary Stampeder defense. Speaking of that Calgary Stampeder defense, time for our player profile here on the Truman Insurance pregame show. Who better to chat with than the leader on that interior of the defensive line, Micah Johnson? Here is the voice of the Calgary Stampeders, Mark Stephen.
With Stampeders defensive lineman Micah Johnson. Micah, you're about to step on the field for the West Final, but when does it hit you? When do you really start to gear up and realize what's at stake and turn your focus to that game?
I think it happens, honestly, during that first week. You know, when you're, you know, at home with the bye, you know, watching that first round, it kind of sinks in. You know that you accomplished something. That first round bye is huge. So, you know, just to kind of have that, in my opinion, and I think it hits you right then. And then, obviously, you feel the energy all week, just practice the preparation. And, you know, we pride ourselves in, you know, approaching every week the same way, but you just can't deny the feelings and this, the special feelings that come with this one.
Mike, hard to believe you're in your sixth season here, which makes you one of the ranking guys here, but let's go into your background. Were you always a football player growing up? You've certainly got the size and physical gifts now, but were you always a football player?
Yeah, man, I fell in love with the game early, so, you know, I always played early. I think I started playing when I was 5, 6 years old, so. I mean, for me, football was one of the things that, you know, that was consistent for me in my life. My dad being in the military, you know, we constantly moved around. You know, just being born in Georgia, not even really living there a year, to living in California, you know, Hawaii, Washington State, Texas, Virginia, like you name it, Kentucky, you know, I lived there. So the one thing that I, no matter where I was at, though, I played football. So it's always just been, you know, special to me.
The game itself, were you always the lineman? Because you're a big guy now, but were you always the biggest guy?
Yeah, I was actually kind of always the biggest, but I didn't start playing D-line until I came up here. You know, so my whole life I was playing tailback. High school I was playing tailback. I had scholarships as a running back. Then I started playing linebacker when I got to Kentucky, but I even ran the ball some of my freshman year there. I have a touchdown in the bowl game at running back, so. It's honestly, I think that's what's so fun to me right now at this point in my career, because it's like it's new to me still, and it's still so much I'm trying to learn, and it's so much that, you know, still shocked me that I need to be doing better and well, because I haven't been doing it my whole life. I was playing a different position, and then of course my first 2 years I tore my ACL, so honestly my first 3 years up here were washed. So I've had 3 full seasons of D-line finally, so you know, it feels good. But like I said, I just think the fact that it's a new position just keeps everything fresh and fun for me, you know.
Quick peek at Winnipeg, certainly a split during the season. What about the game here and just the thoughts of the game there and what you took away?
They do a lot of different things well. They play well all 3 phases. Obviously, for them to be in the West Final, they must do that. And I think one of the bigger things for them, they just keep you on your toes, man. They'll hit you with so many different plays, so much misdirections. They run them so much, it's not even trick plays almost, because, you know, they can execute them so frequently. So I think you just have to be dialed in, know what you got, know your assignments, play in, play out. Because, I mean, on one play, you don't know what your assignments, you're out your gap, you get your eyes wrong one time, you know, they'll make you pay for it.
All right. Well, Micah, keep up the fire, keep up the work, and on to Edmonton.
All right, bud.
All right, thank you to Micah Johnson. Thanks to Mark Stephen as well. And again, we'd like to welcome a brand new broadcast sponsor, South Street Burger Company, proudly Canadian, 5 Calgary locations, fresh Angus beef, no fillers, no antibiotics, no hormones, flame-grilled, made to order, fresh-cut fries. Check them out at South Street Burger Company. I asked Dave McIver this question earlier, Dave Rowe. I said, in the postgame show, when we're talking about it for Valentine Volvo, are we talking about a Calgary Stampeder victory because of a great offensive production performance? Or are we talking about a Calgary Stampeder victory, if we're talking about a Stampeder victory, because of a great defensive performance?
We're talking about a great defensive performance. So we're talking about a defense that is going to limit Andrew Harris. Hold down, if you can hold down his average to the, you know, the 4 yard range, then you're going to keep Winnipeg in second and long. And if you're going to challenge Nichols to beat you through the air, I like your chances in that matchup, especially with the Stampeder secondary in you know, the healthy situation that it's in. And a big key to that is going to be Micah Johnson, a gap cancellation up front, and again, limiting Andrew Harris the way the Calgary Stampeders traditionally have been able to.
We had the amateur football report earlier here on the Truman Insurance pregame show, and I got this text: guys, don't forget about the Bantam Stampeders. They won the Tier 1 Provincial Championship yesterday in a convincing manner. They certainly did, 66-9. Nothing over the Leduc Tiger Cats.
So Val-esque.
Yes, congratulations to the Calgary Stampeders in the Bantam Finals. A Tier 2 game, Medicine Hat Hawks, they beat the Edmonton Mustangs 29-6. And in the Tier 3 game, the Grand Prairie Broncos beat the Lacombe Raiders 61-0. So a couple of blowouts in the Bantam football
Speaking
games.
Speaking of blowouts, 14 seconds to go. 46-27. Ottawa is going to finish off Hamilton. So we're looking for a rematch, a Grey Cup 16, if the Stabs can take care of business.
The Ottawa Red Blacks have certainly been a powerhouse, and what a great performance by Trevor Harris. Trevor Harris, he's completed so far 29 of 32 passes, 6 touchdown passes in that game.
He's pouring all his critics a big glass of shut up.
Yes.
Because, you know, the knock on Trevor Harris has always been, oh, can't win the big games, better in a subordinate role. But Trevor Harris coming through today big time. Just awesome, awesome numbers.
Yeah, and William Powell has, 86 yards on the ground. That's a very, very good Ottawa team, without a doubt. And you look at their receiving core. Ellingson, he has 8 catches in this game. R.J. Harris has 6 catches. Deontay Spencer has, 6 catches. Brad Sinopoli only has 2 catches. Wow. He must be the decoy tonight.
Exactly. But, yeah, Ottawa, well, just congratulations. 11 seconds in advance, but congratulations to Rick Campbell and the Ottawa Redblacks on their way to Edmonton next week.
And a lot of talk about Jeremiah Mazzoli and the great season he had. And he did have a great season. I'll give him credit because he did get another 300-yard passing game in this one, 315 yards, but 3 interceptions. And that's not getting it done. If you turn the ball over that many times, hey, if the Calgary Stampeders turn the ball over that many times, guess what? They're losing this game, too.
Look, I just wasn't drinking the Mazzoli Kool-Aid all year long. When you'd see Hamilton come up against elite teams, you know, Ottawa, this is now 4 straight times that Ottawa has beaten them this year. They didn't have too much luck against the Calgary Stampeders. Jeremiah Mazzoli, hey, great for him. I'm glad that he's, you know, turned himself into a quality starting quarterback in the CFL. But I would have gone with probably Trevor Harris or even, I think William Powell would have been my guy as a vote for outstanding player coming out of the East.
Shane Holmes has once again partnered with Kids Up Front all season long. We were upgrading your seats to a Stampeder football game if you sent a text to our text line with football. Well, congratulations to John Bolton. John Bolton was our final winner of the season. He is enjoying the West Final here today with these beautiful upgraded seats thanks to Shane Holmes and our Kids Up Front program. We are a Chorus radio station. More on the Stamps and the Bombers when we come back on the Truman Insurance pregame show. This broadcast brought to you by our title sponsor, the Alberta Ford Dealers.
Just, you know, a nasty bunch of dudes that, you know, relish an opportunity to, you know, have it on their shoulders. And every game is on their shoulders. I mean, you know, whether it's protecting me or get Andrew going, you know, we have the best front in the league, and they definitely show that time and time again.
Matt Nichols of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, the best front in the league in front of him, and that's something the Calgary Stampeders are up against here this afternoon. Interesting, Dave Rowe, he calls them a nasty bunch of dudes.
They are.
Bryant, Neufeld, Goosen, Chung, and of course, Hardrick, they are a nasty bunch of dudes.
Oh yeah, they are. They're not afraid to give you literally a smack in the face after a play. Sook Chung is
two of them were fined after that game last week.
Yeah, exactly. And and Stanley Bryant, I mean, we got to know Stanley Bryant when he was here as a member of the Calgary Stampeders, just consistently one of the outstanding offensive linemen in the Canadian Football League. You say that this is going to be just a battle down in the trenches. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Micah Johnson, if there's one knock on Micah Johnson, and it's a real small knock because playing with emotion is a big key to his game, but he has to rein in that emotion because he can let it get the better of him, and he's been flagged a couple of times, you know, for 15 costly yards, and those are just yards you can't afford to give up.
Well, you know, again, you're going to get to your keys to the game a little bit later on. You know, having the lead after the first quarter is obviously key for both of these teams. Discipline, as you mentioned, obviously key. Turnovers, those are just the standard ones. But yeah. I would say, in general, both of these teams have been pretty disciplined this year.
Yeah, pretty disciplined this year. And, man, almost identical. I was going through the game notes, and I was going through a lot of the stats. And if you look category after category, Winnipeg and Calgary, you know, whether you know you're talking about two and outs, whether you're talking about sacks allowed, it's Winnipeg, Calgary, Calgary, Winnipeg, right together near the top of the standings. So these are two very closely matched teams.
So what scares you the most about this Winnipeg team?
What scares me the most about Winnipeg is the ability to put drives together. I was looking back again on that last game in Winnipeg. And, you know, we're talking about turnovers, of course. That's, you know, that's an obvious key. But Chris Matthews is reaching out, trying to get something that's not there, gets the ball smacked out of his hands on the 5-yard line. And you're thinking, okay, well, you know, that's not too bad. That sparked a 15-play Winnipeg drive. I mean, it only ended in a field goal, but that was 15 plays, went from the first quarter into the second quarter, took a lot of time off the clock, chewed up a lot of yardage, and wore down the Calgary Stampeder defense. And we've seen that in games that the Calgary Stampeders lose. If you're keeping that defense on the field for a long time, you know, they will wear out.
Well, it's interesting, too, because you go back to last weekend, Mosaic Stadium. It's a very hostile environment for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Everybody in the building, everybody on Saskatchewan sideline knew that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers were going to try to run the ball in the second half. And guess what? They ran the ball at will against that Saskatchewan defense. Now, I think Calgary's defense is a little bit better, but hey, I was on Winnipeg radio yesterday, and I said, I'm not going to guarantee a Stampeder victory. I'm not going to guarantee a Winnipeg victory, but if Andrew Harris rushes for 153 like he did against Saskatchewan, I will guarantee a victory for Winnipeg then. Because
wow, really going out of limb there, Josh.
Exactly. Because, yeah, you know, I just don't see it happening. But if he does, and the Calgary Stampeders can't stop that run, game over.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, you have to limit the damage that Andrew Harris does. You have to keep his average down. You have to close the playbook. You have to force them into second and long. You have to, as Dave Dickinson told us in our pregame meeting today, you have to get them out of their rhythm. Because, you know, if you're not allowing them to build drives, then they don't get to that comfort level where they can start throwing in a lot of the misdirection plays, which are, you know, also, you know, potential game changers out there. And it all comes down to limiting. And I say, you're not going to shut down Andrew Harris, but you have to limit the damage Andrew Harris does.
If you're just tuning in to our broadcast here on 770 CHQR, you're wondering, what's up with the broadcast? Where's Greg Peterson? Yeah, Greg Peterson, as I've mentioned a couple of times here today, unfortunately, he's not with us today. He's listening in from Foothills Hospital. He had a surgery earlier this week. If you're a regular listener to the program, he talked about, you know, his heart issues. He had to have some surgery earlier this week. It went well. From what we're told, he's now on the road to recovery. So, you know, good luck to Greg. I know he's listening into the broadcast right now. So it will be Mark and Dave with exclusive radio play-by-play action just after 2:30 this afternoon. The three-minute warning is presented by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Throughout the season, some of the guests on Stampeder Football received a $50 gift certificate from Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Well, we heard a little bit from Matt Nichols. How about a little bit more when we come back on the Truman Insurance pregame show? We're going to take a look at the other side, and Matt Nichols will be in the spotlight with Mark Steven. That is coming your way next as we warm you up for the Stampeders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The winner of this game this afternoon, they will punch their ticket to Grey Cup 106 in Edmonton next weekend against the Ottawa Red Blacks. This is 770 CHQR. After the game, make sure you stick around for the Valentine Volvo postgame show. We're going to check out the stats story. We'll hear from head coach Dave Dickinson. Dave Rowe will check in with the four stars of the game. And then after the postgame show, we're going to open up the phone lines for the fifth quarter call-in show brought to you by Mountain View Financial. We'll open up those phone lines at 403-974-8255. We'll also bring you the crunch of the game brought to you by Horton Auto Body and Paint. As I mentioned earlier, if you're lucky enough to go into the Calgary Stampeder meeting rooms, there's some great motivational signs. And I shared one of the signs with you a little earlier. Here's another one. If you are going to quit anything, quit making excuses. Quit lying to yourself. Quit waiting for the right time. Quit trying to be perfect. Quit trying to fit in. Start becoming exactly who you want to become. And hey, I'm pumped just reading that right now.
Yeah, there's, you're ready to go run through a wall. Also, for a little extra motivation this week, I half-jokingly asked Dave Dickinson about it with Ric Flair helping to spool up the Hamilton Ticats. I said, well, you're going to bring in a wrestler here? And he says, yeah, we actually reached out to Bret Hart. They wanted to get him for the last game, but he was unavailable. So Bret dropped in on the team, just, you know, had a little chat with him. And Jamar Wall had some great comments about it. Just, said, looking at this guy who embodies so much about the city of Calgary and about excellence. So he really dug it. It was some great motivational words from the Hitman.
All right, let's continue here on the Truman Insurance pregame show. Time to get a few thoughts from the other side. Matt Nichols, he will certainly be front and center. And if the Winnipeg Blue Bombers do win this game today, you know Matt Nichols is going to be a big part of it. Let's check in with the voice of the Calgary Stampeders. Here's Mark Stephen.
On the other side, we hear from Winnipeg quarterback Matt Nichols. Nichols and the Stampeders quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell are best of friends. It was Nichols who largely convinced Mitchell to attend Eastern Washington University. After Nichols departed, it was Bo who took over the starting quarterback spot. Now they're in the CFL together. Does Nichols steal anything or borrow anything from his one-time understudy?
Yeah, for sure. There's things about his game and his personality that, I'm a big believer in learning from other people, especially people that play your job at a high level. And, so there's always things from every guy around the league that, I want to implement more into my game. And there's some things that obviously I think he does better than maybe anyone. Yes, for sure, I try and take little things here and there from everyone, definitely him.
The Blue Bombers split their games with the Stampeders this year, but they still finished three games behind the Stampeders. So are the Blue Bombers coming in as underdogs, at least in their eyes?
I think every team feels that way to an extent, and I don't feel like we're the favorite or they're the favorite. I feel like it's two good teams going against each other, and both teams want to win badly, and I don't really care what other people think. I know we have a good football team and we feel like we're a championship team, but it boils down to go out and prove it week in and week out.
But Matt, if you allow yourself to think of yourself as the underdog, is that motivation?
I feel like I'm a very driven person. I don't know that I totally need extra things driving me, maybe. Overall, it came down to just not wanting to let my teammates down and just trying to perform better. I was disappointed in my performance for a few games. It happens. It's in the rearview mirror, and never happened again.
That's Winnipeg quarterback Matt Nichols, and that's the view from the other side.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Thanks to Matt Nichols as well. Hey, let's be honest here. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers come into this game as the hottest team in the Canadian Football League. That is what we know. What we also know is they're not the favorite of this game. The Calgary Stampeders are a 5-point favorite for a reason, Dave Rowe.
Yeah, absolutely. The Calgary Stampeders are what we expected them to be. The Calgary Stampeders are what they have been for large chunks of this season. Again, you take that down stretch in the later part of the year, and you really throw it out because, finally the injuries in the receiving core caught up with them. You had to remake that group completely. Bo Levi Mitchell has that comfort with the group. Again, let's remember early in the year when Winnipeg were really struggling, and the guy at the center of those struggles was Matt Nichols, especially in the Labor Day back-to-back with Saskatchewan. Seemed like he was completing more passes to Saskatchewan than he was to his own players. Each of these teams has had their ups. Each of these teams has had their downs. I think that they both come into this game on the way up. Winnipeg's got the confidence coming off a strong game against Saskatchewan in the Western semifinal, but the Calgary Stampeders were able to get back to the level of excellence where they've been for most of the year.
More great Stampeder football coverage brought to you by the Alberta Ford dealers after this short break. You're listening to the Truman Insurance pregame show. Stamps and the Bombers, the Western final just after 2:30. This is 770 CHQR. On behalf of Calgary Stampeder Radio, we want to thank Southland Transportation this season for supporting the Junior Reporter. So many great kids, so many great questions for the players of the Calgary Stampeders. Next season, listen in for the Junior Reporter, brought to you by Southland Transportation. Welcome back to the Truman Insurance Pregame Show. Jock Wilson and Dave Rowe. Mark Steven with exclusive radio play-by-play action of the Stamps and the Bombers coming your way just after 2:30. It's interesting, Dave, because this is the 37th time in franchise history the Stampeders have played in the Western Final. This game has not been good to the Calgary Stampeders. They have more losses than they do wins, a 16-20 record, including they've never beaten the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the Western Final, but as I mentioned that was then, this is now.
I'm not a big historical records guy. Going all the way back to the 1940s,
53 years ago.
It's just, I mean, it's not relevant. What's relevant is, the recent history, this franchise, this group of players, and this is a group of players that have advanced out of the Western Final two straight years. They've been to the Grey Cup three out of the last 4 years. This is a team that is very good, dominant, at home. I say you take that history of the Western Final, you look much past the last few years, it just doesn't matter.
But how many times have you heard it from Stampeder fans this year? This team has to win the big game or it's another write-off season, because we've heard the choke label so many times after the last two Grey Cup games.
I was joking with Brandon Smith when I was talking to him on Friday. I said, well, the preseason is just about over, and really that's what this year has been like. This is game 21 of the preseason in a lot of Calgary Stampeders fans' eyes. And, I mean, certainly I think in a lot of the players' eyes, given what's happened on the big stage in the last couple of years, it's all about getting back and it's all about exercising demons. But in order to do that, you have to get past today. I'm not going to tip my hand on keys to the game, but remember where you are and remember what's at stake today before you start thinking about next week.
Well, we just heard from Matt Nichols, and he does have some offensive weapons without a doubt. Weston Dressler is one of those weapons, and I do think this is going to be a very good test for the Calgary Stampeder secondary. And I guess the question is, how healthy is this Calgary Stampeder secondary?
Well, you've got the five guys that you want to have in on that group. They put Adam Berger back into the starting safety over Tunde Adeleke. Berger was the starter at the beginning of the year, then Tunde took over, and I just think that Berger is just a little bit more sound defensively in that safety spot, just a little bit more.
He's a veteran, he knows defenses.
So Ciante Evans is a guy who's been up and down with injuries this year. He is probably the healthiest he's been since the start of the year. Emmanuel Davis was just a great find as a free agent. Brandon Smith, the veteran, we know what Brandon brings. And Trey Roberson, the rookie, who in my mind should have been the rookie of the year, right, coming out of the West. That's the group of five that you want. I mean,
three of the five have been dealing with injuries. Yeah. Ciante, Trey Roberson, and Brandon Smith.
I mean, of course there's going to be some banged up players out there at this time of year, but they've had the opportunity, they've had the week off for some rest, and but if you don't play at your best today, you don't get to play anymore. You don't get to worry about saving anything for next week. So, they're going to play within themselves. Everyone's aware of how sore they are. I like the Calgary Stampeder secondary in this game.
And just a final thought on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers before we get to head coach Dave Dickinson. This team had their lows, as you mentioned earlier. They had a four-game losing streak. Fans were calling for the head of Matt Nichols, saying, we got to get Chris Streveler back in there as the number one guy. Some fans were calling for the head of head coach Mike O'Shea. Mike O'Shea stuck with his veteran quarterback. And, they obviously came out of that that really weak spot of the season for them. A couple of those losses were to the Saskatchewan Roughriders in the Banjo Bowl, and they hung with it and they became hot at the right time. I think what is interesting, and what some people don't realize, is the one key factor in that four-game losing streak, Weston Dressler didn't play in any of those games.
No, and Weston Dressler, you wouldn't think would be as big a difference maker at this stage of his career. I mean, the Saskatchewan Roughriders moved on from Weston Dressler, but he is a key cog in that group. You've got Darvin Adams, who's probably your biggest play guy out there, but Weston Dressler is still a dependable go-to guy. I mean, he's the glue guy in that group. He's the comfort food, as we used to call Mark Way McDaniel. He's the guy that gets open and is going to catch the ball and just keep the line moving for you.
Make sure you download the recent edition of the Calgary Stampeder podcast. The stories you won't get anywhere else. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and TuneIn. When we come back in 90 seconds, we're going to hear from Stampeder head coach Dave Dickinson. The interview with the coach brought to you by Tom's House of Pizza. And some guests during our broadcast receive a $50 gift certificate from Tom's House of Pizza. We are your voice, the voice of the Calgary Stampeders, Global News Radio 770 CHQR. NFL record, 6 touchdown passes by Trevor Harris. The Ottawa Redblacks dismantle the Hamilton Tiger Cats 46-27 in the East Final. 4 minutes away from the opening kickoff in the West Final, the Stamps and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, who will join Ottawa next weekend in Edmonton for Grey Cup 106. Time to check in with the head coach of the Calgary Stampeders. The interview with the coach brought to you by Tom's House of Pizza. And once again, here is Mark Stephen.
Yes, we're with Stampeder head coach Dave Dickinson. Dave, the West Final has arrived. It's been 2 weeks between games. You had a mini camp a week ago, 3 practices this week. Did you get what you wanted out of the players there?
Yeah, I did. It's been interesting weather, off and on. We had some good days, but our guys are anxious to play. I think we're ready to get out there and either prove our mettle or basically just let's see where the result can take us. So obviously we know we're in for a big challenge, but our guys are ready.
Dave, you had some difficult decisions to make at receiver. Maybe just take us through the challenges that having 5 guys for 3 import spots presented, because obviously it's nice to have a large number of guys to select from.
Yeah, we've got definitely a healthier people. We're getting healthier as a team. I just thought it was the best matchups. I think our guys, it was close. There were some tough decisions. I'm not going to say that you're 100% know they're right, but you just live with what you do and believe in what the process. Everyone practiced hard. Everyone is all on board, but we all ultimately left some good players on the bench.
Talk about Markeith Ambles, who's come in and producing touchdowns at a pretty prolific clip. Are you surprised with his productivity, considering, you know, he was a star in training camp, was on the practice roster for a while, and now is blossoming here?
Yeah, I think he's done well. I think he's showing that he deserves to play. He was one of those guys that I thought just kept working and has shown improvement week in, week out, and the production's been there. He has touchdown to 4 straight. Tough to put that on the bench. It was close. Like I said, I feel like he gives us some certain things. He runs his routes well. Bo has faith in him. Those are the things we need to win.
Last game against Winnipeg, a couple of long bombs. Since then, you've put Adam Berger back at safety. Some thoughts on Adam and his productivity back there?
It's another one of those tight battles. Tunde has done a nice job, but Adam has a little bit, I think, better feel of the checks and getting us in the right coverages versus certain looks. But like you said, we're just trying to find that balance. We like competition, and we feel like Adam is just a slightly ahead, so we'll go with him. He's done a nice job. He's been consistent all year, been one of our better free agent finds, did a nice job.
Just a quick thought on Winnipeg. Is once again the key going to be slowing down Andrew Harris, who has the ball in his hands repeatedly during any game?
I mean, it is important to win the line of scrimmage. I think, yes, you stop Andrew by winning the line of scrimmage, but he's a great receiver, so you got to get pressure on the quarterback. We got to get them off the field. They run a lot of fast football, meaning they're up on the line of scrimmage going. If they get into the rhythm, they get into their tempo, it makes it tough on us. So we got to disrupt what they do well, hit the quarterback, and make sure that Andrew doesn't get those yards.
Well, we'll watch that unfold in the next little while. Dave Dickinson has been our guest.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks to the coach as well for Tom's House of Pizza. We're going to take our final timeout. Keys to the game for the Alberta Ford dealers. We'll wrap up the Truman Insurance pregame show as we get ready for the Stamps and the Bombers, the Western Final just minutes away.
Looking for
the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are on the field here at McMahon Stadium. We're just waiting for the entrance from the Calgary Stampeders. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Dave Rowe, the number one rushing team in the Canadian Football League. Number one in the league with points off turnovers, but the Calgary Stampeders have the better passing attack. The Stamps also lead the league with big plays, 30-plus yards this year, 44 compared to 25 for Winnipeg. That brings us to the keys to the game for the Alberta Ford dealers. Where are you going?
Well, we're going to start off on the defense, and I'm going to quote the immortal Devon Claybrooks, keep the top on the Maybach. And what he means by that is don't allow those big plays over the top of those 2 big bombs that beat you in the last timeout against Winnipeg. Also, it means keeping Andrew Harris contained. Don't let this guy get out in space and turn what should be a 4-yard gain into a 14 or 15-yard gain. Key number 2 for the offense, take what's there. For Bo Levi Mitchell, don't automatically default to trying to hit the home run ball when you're scrambling out of the pocket. For the receivers, for the running backs, Take what's there. Don't do what Chris Matthews did, try to stretch for an extra yard that's not there, and turn up the ball. We've turned over the ball. We've talked about turnovers being a key today, and the way that you limit the turnovers on offense is taking what's there. And number three is live in the now. We touched on this a little bit earlier, Jock. The Stampeders have a whole lot of demons to exercise from the last two Grey Cups, but they can't worry about that because they've got 60 minutes of football to get through today. To get to next week, you have to stay in the now and in this game. And key 3A, get well soon, Greg Peterson. Just keeping the chair warm for you till you get back next season.
Nice stuff. Are you ready for some football, Stampeder fans? We certainly are. That's a wrap for the Truman Insurance pregame show. Up next, four quarters of Stampeder football action with Mark Steven and Dave Rowe. Our play-by-play broadcast coming to you from the South Point Toyota Billy Powers broadcast booth. The starting lineups will kick things off up next on 770 CHQR.
And good afternoon from McMahon Stadium. The lights are on. It's a little overcast, but it's warm on the field because it's the Western Final. The Ottawa Redblacks await the winner of this game for the Grey Cup 106 in Edmonton. Let's get to the Stampeders' starting lineup. Defensively, the ends, Cordero Lodge, Garrett Davis. Inside, Micah Johnson and Derek Wiegand. Alex Singleton, the starting middle linebacker. Jamar Wall, Jameer Thurman, the outside backers. Siante Evans, Trey Roberson on the corners. Emmanuel Davis, Brandon Smith, the halfbacks, and Adam Berger, the starting safety. For Winnipeg, their starting offensive line, left to right, Stanley Bryant, former Stampeder, Patrick Neufeld, Matt Goosen, Suk Chung, and Manas Fokate. It's going to be Matt Nichols, starting quarterback, Mike Miller, Andrew Harris in the backfield, Wolitarski, Dembski, Dressler, and Adams are his receivers. For the Calgary Stampeders, as far as their offense is concerned, taking a look at what they've got there, Derek Dennis, Shane Bergman, Ucambray Williams, Brad Erdos, and Randy Richards. The quarterback, Bo Levi Mitchell, Ambles and Rogers, the slots, Matthews and Durant are outside. As far as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers defensively are concerned, Rowe, Akpalago, the ends, Bryant and Nevis inside, Wild, Big Hill, Gator are the linebacking core, and Big Hill a dandy for sure. Loeffler, the starting safety, Sales and Alexander, the halfbacks, Fogg and Randall are on the corners. Shane Holmes is behind Seats Up Front, upgrading Stampeder fans for the entire season with the Seats Up Front program. The kickoff and play-by-play broadcast only moments away on 770 CHQR, all brought to you by the Alberta Ford Dealers.
Alpine Credits, how can I help you?